Holy Letter of the Rebbe, Volume 5, Letter Number 1435, and dated Chof Hei Shvat, Baruch Hashem, Tov Shiyud Beis, Brooklyn Shalom Uvracham. So the Rebbe says, this that you're writing in your letter, that you feel by yourself that you are sort of falling, God forbid, relative to your previous standing, that you feel that you have deteriorated, I guess spiritually, one way the way you were before. So there is a known expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, in the name of his father, the Admur Shmos Eden. One, what he said was, one good deed is better than 1,000 scythes. If you can sigh about something, but one deed is better than 1,000 scythes. Without getting into the matter itself, is it true or it's only an imagination by you? And this may be the advice of the Klugenker. Klugenker is the Yetzer Hara, the smart one, the smart aleck, the conniver, that he, in order to weaken you from your service. So besides that, so I see no benefit in sighing. What are you sighing about it? Instead of this, add strength in the service in the field of the kosher chinuch. That is as far as influencing others. The number two, you should add strength in limud chassidus, to study chassidus. That is simply learning chassidus more often with a warmth and with livelihood. And if it's difficult to affect by yourself this energy, the livelihood, when you're learning all by yourself, so now for sure you'll be able to find in your community a chavrusa. And when you put in the effort, then you will find, and you guide them at such a time. Especially that each one of us has the support of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, who sacrificed his life for the spreading of the teaching of Chassidus in all countries and in all places and by all categories of people. And this that you write in your letter, that you need to conduct yourself like the elders of the Chassidim, Azikne Anash, even though you know your standing and your situation, that you don't really, it doesn't really apply, that you don't, you're not really at that level. But still, you have to do this because this is the requirement of this place and the people that is there. So there is a known saying of our statement, Chaver Chokarya Chamora. If your friend calls you a donkey, bend your back for him. How much more so? If people tell you something positive, something great, that you should put a lot of effort, with all your effort, that you should be fitting to what they say about you. And over here too, we have the promise. If you put in effort, your guide to Matzosa time and believe, if you put in there, you will find. And what you write about the thoughts that confuse and distract you. So the good advice from our leader is that in your mind you should have set letters of Torah that you can study orally, whether it's the revealed part of Torah and Chassidus. And for sure, you know, I know what the Begimel Kof stands for. To figure what the Gimel Kof stands for. But you know a few chapters of Mishnayis and Tanya, Baal Peh, orally. So that will push away those thoughts that are not supposed to be there. I derived pleasure to read in your letter that on the Yom HaHilula, the Yortzeit of Yud Shvat, you spoke before the students about the matters of the day, And for sure, you intend when you speak with your students to bring them to matters of actuality, doing mitzvahs, to actually bring them to mitzvahs. May Hashem give you success physically and spiritually, and especially to have chassidish and nachas from your children, sheyichyu, with blessings for Hatzlacha.